And it's been obscured by some of the headlines, but boy, there has been some good news. It's been a bumper year for exhilarating moments in women's sports, from the final moments of March Madness.
Kim Mulkey, in year two, has orchestrated a turnaround for the ages. LSU has captured its very first national championship.
Through the Women's Soccer World Cup, packed with huge upsets, a WNBA season with a dramatic ending, and the NWSL final just this month.
They can just get a shot on goal. Oh, they've done it! Gotham have done it! Gotham FC, the 2023 champions!
And now, according to Wasserman's, this is a global agency which represents sports and entertainment figures, women's sports coverage has shot up. Okay. The accepted thinking had been that women's events received only 4% of total coverage. That has jumped to 15%. Still not maybe what we'd like to see, but what does it mean? Let's bring in Shira Springer. She's a lecturer at MIT's Sloan School of Management, a former sports writer. She still writes a column for the Sports Business Journal on women in sports. Shira, your response to this news? When I heard the headlines, I thought, wow, it's probably gone up to 50%. But 15 is a lot more than 4.
Yeah, your reaction was a lot like mine, which was, yes, we are making progress with the amount of coverage that women's sports are receiving. But 15% is still so low in the bigger scheme of things.
So what is it? Because I'm noting that one of the stats is that streaming coverage has increased by about 4,000 hours a year between 2018 and 2022. But streaming means you have to go find it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I applaud the researchers behind this study for broadening the way in which they are defining media coverage and looking to social media, looking to streaming, and seeing where women's sports appears there. But it does require extra effort on the part of the fan to find coverage on those streaming platforms. Yeah. And that's a problem, because what you're trying to do in women's sports is convert casual fans to avid fans, and maybe bring in people who simply weren't aware of what women's sports offers. And to do that, you need to be easily discoverable.
We're seeing, too, that collegiate sports competitions drove most of that coverage increase in women's sports, because there's so many events. There are so many charismatic participants. I mean, they're more than athletes to young women.
I think they're more than athletes, and they're actually more accessible through social media. So college athletes do a lot to promote themselves, and that makes a tremendous difference, because not only are fans getting to know these athletes on the court, on the field, on the ice, they're getting to have, you know, behind-the-scenes glimpses into their personalities.
Well, we should say that this research was done, again, by Wasserman's. They stand to benefit by getting these numbers out. They represent some of these athletes. But it was in partnership with the Royal Bank of Canada. And some of the conclusions of the study are directed at investors. You're missing an opportunity here. These young women are brand stewards.
And I think that's another big positive of this study. They're saying they're making a case that people want to see them, and you would be wise to put them on air more and sort of start this virtuous cycle, right? More exposure leads to more investment, leads to more interest, leads to more exposure, leads to more interest in women's sports.
Yeah. It also is carrying young women forward. I'm reading, we talked about collegiate sports driving most of the coverage, and NCAA-affiliated tournaments accounted for 3 of the top 5 most covered women's sports on streaming platforms. And because of that, the Women's National Basketball Association, the WNBA, benefited in being the most popular women's competition on social media in 2022, because these young women were following the stars in college to the WNBA.
Yeah, and that's been sort of one of the challenges for women's sports, particularly in women's basketball, right? They want to take that fan base that is being built and is existent in college women's basketball now and move that to the WNBA. But we're talking about quantity, and I think it's great that we're talking about quantity. But I think we also have to talk about the quality of coverage. We are still in an era when some outlets focus more on women's appearances when they compete in sports than their actual athleticism. We're still in an era where you have women's sports competitions broadcast with not the highest quality production value, fewer camera angles, graphics that aren't as compelling. All of that matters. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about the quantity of the coverage, but we should also be paying attention to the quality. One of the other aspects of quality, and I would say accessibility sort of coming together, is you're not getting as many women's sports competitions in prime time, in national broadcasts. That matters too. And that means not putting them up against perhaps major men's competitions, or simply scheduling them for prime time windows that they can own in some way. I mean, it was only last year that the National Women's Soccer League championship game was broadcast in prime time.
Yeah.
And this year, the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship will still not be broadcast in prime time.
Yeah.
That needs to change.
Okay, devil's advocate here. I mean, I would love to see that. But what do you say to the revenue guy at a network or something who says, hey, it's just I'm dollars and cents. And yes, there may be more interest, but look what the NBA just did. You know, they create a whole new tournament within their games. I don't see anyone doing that for women's sport because they would say the money's just not there.
Yeah, it's the old chicken and the egg. What
right.
comes first, right? The coverage and the interest and the money? Or does the money have to come first before the coverage
the interest,
commitment,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
What I would say to that is, I believe a few weeks ago, that Nebraska and Iowa held games in their outdoor stadium. The Nebraska women's volleyball team.
Remember that?
Yeah, and the Iowa women's
awesome.
Basketball team. And so they were inventizing their games and creating these viral moments. And people tuned in. What I remember about that was how much attention was paid to that. They set records in attendance.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, look what this can be when we think big. And that would be the message I would have to TV executives who might say, well, I'm going to wait and see. No. It's been proven that if you think big with women's sports, viewers will come.
That game gave me goosebumps because you're talking to someone who came up when there weren't even sneakers made for women. We had to wear boys' tigers, you know. So it's come far, but not far enough. Quick question. What has it meant that the National Women's Soccer League announced that big deal, TV rights worth 40 times what they were in the previous arrangement?
This is big, big, big. A four-year, $240 million TV rights deal equates to $60 million a year. An even bigger part of that is the fact that it will be shared by four broadcasters. So you have CBS, ESPN, Amazon, and Scripps Sports, which is tremendous. And what it means is exposure on a number of different channels, on a number of different platforms, and you are reaching a bigger audience. And it's funny because a couple weeks ago, I was sitting down with Jessica Berman for a fireside chat at a sports conference, and I asked her about this media rights deal. And I said, how big is it?
I'll quote one of our future media partners, who I won't name because we're still finalizing terms. But this person said, these deals will be the beginning of your future. And it gives me chills even to say that, because it is going to be even bigger and better than anyone can imagine.
Getting that exposure is their future. And by the way, it's the biggest media rights deal ever signed by a women's sports league.
Mm.
So that's big news. And I think, you know, sports tends to be an industry where people follow the lead of others. So if you see people investing in the NWSL and TV channels and platforms signing on and paying big money, that's going to have a tremendous ripple effect for the other TV rights deals that are coming up. And hopefully it does have a ripple effect where more money is coming in and more attention is being paid. Because as we were talking about earlier, the quality is there. The excitement is there. The level of play deserves more attention and more media coverage.
Shira Springer, a lecturer at MIT's Sloan School of Management, a former sports writer for the Boston Globe, but also author of a column on women in sports for the Sports Business Journal. Shira, always love visiting with you. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you.